Well, today, June 13th, is a very special feast day in the Catholic Church. It is the feast day of St. Anthony, one of the most popular saints in the history of the Church, I think, because we're always losing things, right? And we always pray to St. Anthony because we always lose things. And in a few moments, I'll explain why he is the patron saint of finding lost objects. But there is a prayer, St. Anthony, come around, something's lost that can't be found, is a nice prayer to say. He was actually born in, everybody thinks he's Italian because he lived most of his life in Italy and died in Padua, which is on the outskirts of Venice, but he's actually Portuguese. He was born in Lisbon. I've had the privilege of going to the church that was built over his birthplace. Pope John Paul II visited that spot. There's a beautiful church built over his home. That he was born in 1195 into a sort of a wealthy and noble family. And at the age of 15, he joined the Augustinian monastery there in Lisbon. So he was planning on becoming an Augustinian priest, but then he heard news that some Franciscans had been martyred in Morocco by the Muslims, and the bodies of the Franciscans were brought back to port there in Lisbon, and he went down and paid his respect to the Franciscans that had been tortured and killed while doing missionary work. In the end, the Franciscans had just started. This is really at the time that St. Francis was still alive. And he was so moved by the holiness of these men who gave their lives for Christ in the mission field that he decided that God was calling him to become a Franciscan and a missionary. So he got permission, he joined the Franciscans, and he himself tried to go to Morocco to become a missionary, but when he was on the ship, he became so ill, and the boat was driven off course by a fierce storm, that they wound up in Sicily instead of Morocco. And so he worked there for a while. He had a chance to meet St. Francis of Assisi, who was quite old at the time and near death, and he attended the famous Franciscan chapter that was meeting there, and then he worked for 9 years as a Franciscan preacher. And how he became a preacher was almost by accident. He was attending an ordination ceremony, but the scheduled preacher did not show up, and so his superior said, Anthony, go give the homily. So he gave such an amazing homily that his eloquence stirred everyone, and he became known as a very popular preacher. And for the next 9 years, he would travel throughout northern Italy, and he would preach. And he was so gifted at converting people, especially converting heretics, he was given a special title, the Hammer of Heretics. Isn't that a great title, the Hammer of Heretics? And because of his great learning and knowledge of the sacred scripture, St. Francis himself appointed him to be a teacher of theology for the Franciscans. And so most of the time, though, he would go around preaching. And some of the historians say that he was such a powerful preacher that all the shops closed in town when he came because they all wanted to attend his sermons. People stayed up all night. They got there the night before to get into the church in order to hear his sermons. And he mostly centered his work in Padua, which is right near where he would pass away shortly thereafter. In fact, it was right after he gave a series of Lenten sermons in 1231 that his strength gave out. And he was on his way back, being carried back to Padua when he died at the Poor Clare Convent in Arcella. And believe it or not, he was only 36 years of age when he died. So this great saint, this again born in Lisbon, but lived his whole life, his short life in Italy, again known for his great gift of preaching. So he was so popular, he was canonized within 1 year after his death, which is a record. Only St. Francis and a few others have been canonized so quickly. And then Pope Pius XII declared him a doctor of the church in 1946. And so he is known, he's also called the miracle worker, because of the great miracles that the Lord did through him during his life. And one of the most amazing Eucharistic miracles is there was an agnostic or an atheist that was saying that he was ridiculing the Blessed Sacrament and saying that Jesus is not truly present in the Eucharist. And so St. Anthony said, well, let's make a test. And what they did was they, in a sense, St. Anthony told the man, you bring your donkey and don't feed the donkey for a couple days. And I want you to bring a load of hay or whatever the donkey eats. I will bring the Blessed Sacrament and we'll see what the donkey will do. And there's a famous holy card, a famous painting of St. Anthony with carrying the Blessed Sacrament. And when the donkey was brought in, on one side of the open arena was the food for the donkey. On the other side, St. Anthony carrying the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance. The donkey first started going towards this food. He stopped, turned around, bent his front knees down, and adored the Blessed Sacrament. And St. Anthony told this atheist, see, even a donkey can recognize that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. And this man, of course, was converted to Christianity because of that. And really the last story is how he got the reputation for helping to find lost things or lost articles. Because oftentimes you'll see a picture of St. Anthony holding the scriptures. And that's because there in the Franciscan monastery that they had, somebody came in and stole one of their beautiful copies of the sacred scriptures. Of course, in our days with the printing press, it's very easy to get a copy of the Bible. But in those days, it would take sometimes a year or two to make a handwritten copy of scripture. They were very rare and very valuable. And somebody came in and stole that. Well, St. Anthony went to the chapel. He prayed before the Blessed Sacrament. He asked the Lord to inspire this person to have a conversion of heart and a change of heart. And within a short period of time, this man who had stolen the scriptures came back and returned it. So that's how he became the patron saint of finding lost objects. He is very powerful. If you don't have a strong devotion to St. Anthony, I would highly recommend it, because he's an incredible saint. And he's pretty amazing, because if you ever need a parking space, he's the one to go to, okay? He's amazing. Even in D.C. or difficult places to find a parking space, St. Anthony will always come through for you. So make sure you have a strong devotion to this great St. Anthony. And so we pray, St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.